Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, when a people don't know right from wrong, when a people don't know up from down, and when a people remain ignorant, whether by choice or by constant distractions, what happens? There was an election yesterday. How many of you knew what and who you were actually voting on or even bothered to vote? When will we, including me, start to take responsibility for our voting choices? There was much to do yesterday about the primary races. Some are still too close to call. In Missouri, at least in my precinct I voted at, they ran out of Republican ballots. First, she said they had a bigger turnout of the Republicans than they thought. And then she confessed, she said the Republican ballots had a mistake on them. So the Republicans had to use, they had one voting machine. So the Republicans had to use the voting machine. So they were all lined up while the Democrats that walked in, which were very, very few when I was there, used paper ballot. Does anybody else see anything wrong with that picture? We also had a right to work proposition on the ballot. And like Ed warned us, lots of outside dollars poured into the state to fight it. And I say lots of people didn't understand what it was. So, right to work was defeated here in the state of Missouri yesterday. I'm not too worried and concerned about it because it just puts us back where we were. Nothing's changed. But the problem is the outside money that comes into other states from those with an agenda. And the problem is, and there was a gentleman, a really nice guy, he was behind me there in the precinct. He come bopping in there to vote. He had a heavy accent, not Hispanic. Don't get me started there. Wasn't that. Really nice gentleman. And he'd just taken some of his kids to the fair. Grandkids, he said. And he was told to come back up here and vote because he hadn't voted yet. And then he was told to vote no on Proposition B, or A it was. And I just looked at him because he was telling me all this, and I looked at him and I said, be careful who you listen to now, who you take advice from. He said, well, I trust these people because they work hard. They're hard workers, and they were union men. Of course they were. So he came there strictly because he was told to, because he didn't realize the voting was going on, so he could vote against the Proposition A. When a people don't know right from wrong, when a people don't know up from down, when a people remain ignorant, whether by choice or by constant distractions. I also noticed a Democrat candidate parked a large truck with a great big rooster or chicken or tin something in it right in front of the voting precinct. However, they were apparently within the 25-foot rule, but it was right in front of the voting precinct, and yes, it was obvious, and it was a distraction. I have a montage of news today that I believe is proof as to how far down this nation and we the people have allowed ourselves to go, have allowed the politically correct jargon to disrupt and remove common sense and liberty, inside, outside, upside down. Are you following the special counsel with Mueller, supposedly investigating President Trump for Russian collusion, although everybody he's taken to court is on tax problems? Have you noticed the rhetoric of politicians? Have you noticed how many politicians are very wealthy? Have you noticed that we are a selfish people who don't seem to care a whole lot about the next generations? Society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they will never enjoy. We're running out of shade in this nation because we're running out of old men and women who care about others, but only care about enjoying their own now. Morals are gone in this nation, with the exception of a few. And as I was writing this monologue, news, breaking news, kept popping up on the right-hand side of my computer, and I'm saddened by more evidence of evil, selfishness, insanity, and lack of integrity as well as respect for life. Let's get on with the news here, but my friends, you need to be in prayer for this nation. I do believe we are given a last chance with President Donald Trump, not because he's a saint, we all know that he's not, but he isn't one of them. And if nothing else, we have been allowed to see the truth of the deep state, as well as the ignorance of many in this nation, and how we have been fools. This nation's governing was a great experiment that is quickly failing and ready to blow up in our faces. So pray for wisdom and pray for forgiveness, for we all are guilty of doing nothing. As the great parliamentarian Edwin Burke said, the only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for the good men to do nothing. So as I was writing this monologue, all these things were popping up on the side of my computer, and one breaking news, and I haven't really had time to study it, but it's an ongoing thing right now, is a shooter. It's been reported in a New York hospital. And it says, breaking, a Westchester Medical Center in Vallhalla, New York. Man shot his wife on the fourth floor of the hospital. He poses domestic incident. Armed security officers stopped the gunman and recovered a weapon without incident. But it is on a lockdown, apparently. But this is an ongoing situation, and I thought they said that he had hostages, but if they've already captured him, then they probably don't. It says shots were fired at Westchester Medical Center on Wednesday. Westchester County, New York police said officials confirmed it was inactive scene. It was an active scene, but didn't provide further details, and they are on a lockdown. So if you've heard anything about that and you know anything more than that, that just popped up on the side of my computer, and I wanted to share that with you, along with another proof. That one is proof that we have no respect for life. No integrity is the next one. And of course, I don't have to go too far other than I must have buried it. But it is a Republican, and he has been arrested. I gotta find it here. He has been arrested for insider trading. You know, I don't understand why they arrested him. I thought they approved that and made that legal. Republican U.S. Representative Chris Collins was arrested on insider trading charges. It says Collins, 68, faces insider trading charges along with his son, Cameron Collins, and Stephen Zarsky, the father of Cameron Collins' fiance, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. The case is related to inmate, I can't even pronounce that. I don't know what they've done. They've scribbled that. Anyway, an Australian biotech company on which the elder Collins served on the board. No integrity. Do you wonder why the politicians are wealthy? Do you wonder why they want to hold on to that deep state? Why they were so upset when we the people gave them some outsider as president. Like I said, if nothing else, the deep state has been exposed. And you know what? Every night when I watch the news, every time another one of these type of things pops up, we realize just how deep the state was. And we haven't been a democracy or a republic for a long time. We've been a mess. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. You had elections in your area. We'd like to hear from you of how you felt like things went. Missouri is bracing up for a big Senate race in November, and it'll be Josh Hawley and Claire McCaskill. Again, Claire McCaskill. The Democrats don't have anything new to offer. Anyway, Josh Hawley was the attorney general here in the state of Missouri, and he won the Republican primary. They were the ones, you know, the GOP was supporting. That's not the one I was supporting, but I will be supporting him now because we have got to get rid of Claire McCaskill. I don't even care if you're a Democrat or Republican. It's obvious things in this country haven't been going the right way. So why would we keep putting these people back in there to do the same thing over and over and over again? We know she's a huge Hillary fan. She's a huge Obama fan. She was a huge fan of Obamacare. In fact, when we had this vote, and this was back like in 2008 or 9, I can't remember when it was, and they had a vote in the state, and the state voted against a national health care, 71%. What did good old Claire say about it? Well, they just didn't know, and the Democrats didn't vote. No, Claire, the people do know. They do know, and look what has happened. So anyway, it'll be a big race in the fall. Claire McCaskill is getting all kinds of money from outside the state. She went to Hollywood, you know. She went to Hollywood, and she got all kinds of support in Hollywood. That's enough to make you vote against her right then and there. $6.6 million in cash on hand after raising $22.4 million, while Josh Hawley had $2.3 million after raising $5.3 million, according to Open Secrets. Anyway, it's going to be a big race, and we're hoping to finally get rid of Claire McCaskill. I hope she's listening. Rand Paul. I'm just going to go through random articles here because I found them all to be kind of significant. Sometimes I just don't have a clue what I'm going to talk about in the morning until I see the news. But this morning it just was laid on my heart that this is what happens. This mess that we're seeing, I'm not talking about the elections necessarily yesterday, but the mess we're seeing and, you know, Rosie O'Donnell and some of these people, Hollywood nuts, and, they're tearing up the Hollywood star of President Donald Trump because of his abuse to women. Yet the other people that have been abusing women, those stars stay intact, like Bill Cosby and some of the others. I can't think of their name. That one guy played the... Can't think of his name. This tells my mentality. He played the bad grasshopper on Bug's Life. I can't think of his name. Anyway, he was abusive of women and boys. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. But no, it's only Trump that they're a hate for. Well, if you remember, the Democrats went after President Donald Trump and the mainstream media because he met in secret. It wasn't a secret. We all knew he was meeting with him, but nobody else was there. And we don't know what was said when he met with President Putin. Well, guess what? Rand Paul supported this president, and he still does. And Rand Paul invited Russian leaders to Washington, D.C., and he just recently took a trip to Moscow. It says the Kentucky Republican, Senator Rand Paul, invited Russian leaders to Washington, D.C. after meeting with the country's lawmakers in Moscow on Monday. He says, "I am pleased to announce that we will be continuing this contact. We agreed and we invited members of the Foreign Affairs Committee to Russia to come to the U.S. to meet with us in the U.S. in Washington." Paul said Russian and U.S. leaders could meet in a neutral country if the U.S. is not ideal. And that was reported by CNN. I'd like to know what else they said about it. Paul defended President Trump. One-on-one meeting with Russian Vladimir Putin, President Vladimir Putin, on July 16th in a political op-ed that was published the same day as the leaders' summit. "Dialogue is especially important when hundreds of millions of lives are at stake, as in this case, in relations between the United States and a nuclear-armed Russia. So I applaud the president for both chiding out NATO allies and greeting its expansion with skepticism. And I applaud him for sitting down with President Putin." I know many of you out there are Rand Paul supporters, and so that's what he has to say about that. And I thought that was just pretty good. Now, we've heard an awful lot about the children at the border that are being separated from their parents, and how evil it is. How evil it is that they've been put in cages. And, of course, the president stopped that, but nobody's going to talk about that. And the pictures that they were showing were the children put in confinement or cages, if you want to call them cages. It kept them from running away, from getting lost at the border, or from being taken during President Barack Obama's, presidency. But the police have captured, and this is not an isolated situation, this happening. Police capture illegal posing with daughter that he was raping. The U.S. officials have arrested an illegal alien for multiple counts of rape after he tried to gain entry into the United States with a child he claimed was his daughter. It says that the DHS official noted that the illegal alien, Ramon Pedro, arrived with a young girl he claimed was his daughter at the Zelta port of entry in Texas back in April. After Pedro and his acclaimed daughter was hospitalized for tuberculosis testing. Now, you've got to understand, these are not vacationers that are necessarily in good health. And Mexico, at least on that border, which is the one we're talking about right now, they don't have the same health care that we have here in the United States or cautions. So they were being tested for tuberculosis, and this was back in July. And U.S. authorities discovered she was not only not related to him in any way, but was being systematically sexually abused by him. In fact, the victim's mother told her daughter, who does this? What mother does this? To accompany Pedro to the United States, and he would secure her employment. Well, is there any wonder what kind of employment he was going to secure for this young girl? These are the people the Democrats are protecting. Do you think that they won't come in and rape your children? You know, when he gets tired of this one? And what mother does this? It says on July 27, 2018, the Huron Police Department arrested him for multiple felony offenses for rape. I can't even say all the things that they arrested him for because it's so gross. He is currently detained in Fresno County Jail on $310,000 bond. These are the people the Democrats want to protect. Now, there's a big controversy over the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh for Supreme Court. And Obama's faith leader, he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. He said Democrats are too focused on saving abortion in regards to Kavanaugh's nomination. And he went on to explain in this interview, and I just saw a snippet of it last night. There's a big there's more to the interview, and they say if you go to Tucker Carlson's Facebook page, you can see the whole thing. But if you've noticed, that's what they are concentrating on, and they keep screaming and they keep acting like Kavanaugh is going to get into the Supreme Court, and he himself is going to reverse Roe versus Wade. Well, for one thing, he can't do that. Do we really trust these politicians? Is there another agenda that they have besides just abortion? That they hate Kavanaugh so very much? In past years, Feinstein and Schumer said nominees' judicial records should be what's most important. That doesn't seem to matter. When Kavanaugh became a federal judge, he was nominated, and he got, I believe it was without any resistance, he was approved. I think he had no votes, if I'm correct. Now they all hate him. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Do you see the lunacy, the hypocrisy, the political agendas that we have been fooled with? 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the four-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, it's good to hear from you. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the issues that seem awful important to me, I don't hear you mention too often, but that debt money system that was put into place by the Federal Reserve, it's kind of wrecking this country, and I don't think many people really understand what it's all about.
Oh, you're right, they don't. We do talk about it when Melody's on. We get into that quite a bit. That's about twice a month, but we need to talk about it more because I don't think people understand just how devastating it is to this nation.
I guess you remember Brian Dale. He was on the program years ago with Derry.
Byron Dale. He wrote Down on the Farm.
Well, he had a book before that, Bashed by the Bangers. Do you have a copy of that?
I do not have a copy of that.
Well, he talks in there about this debt money system, and at the end of the book, he kind of tells about what he thinks should be done, and he's worked on that. I don't even know if he's still around. I haven't seen or heard anything.
I haven't either. I had him on when I first started, but I've kind of lost contact with him. He changes his phone number quite a bit. I had to call somebody else to get to him, so He's a little hard to get a hold of. So I'm not sure if he's still around. I would hope that he is, but yeah, he's pretty smart, Cookie.
Well, I've tried to do some things. Went through our congressperson, Vicki Hartzler from District 4.
Yeah.
And I complained that they audit our little banks. We have banks in towns that have less than 1,000 population that people do business with, and those banks get audited. But there's 12 regional Federal Reserve banks. One of them, I think, is in Kansas City, and one in St. Louis, and one in New York, where the rest are located, I don't know. But not once in the last 100 years have any of them been audited. And I complained to that representative, Vicki, about that, and she kind of laughed about it.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. She won the election yesterday on the primary.
Yeah.
I was voting for John Webb myself, but she won the election again, so we just keep putting the same people in there, you know?
Yeah. I just don't know what we need to do to bring that issue up.
Yeah, maybe we need to go down like Venezuela before we realize where we came from. So, scary things, Alfred. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah. I've got your little book right here in my hand. I've been carrying it around with me, trying to study it up a little bit. I'm going to start writing on that, and I haven't quite got that done yet. I'm such a busy little girl. But I have it, and I appreciate it so much.
Which little book?
The Billions for the Bankers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That little book. It goes into more detail on some of them, I think.
Yeah, it does good. Yeah.
Good talking to you. Thanks for your program.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And that Billions for the Bankers, it's available online, and I was going to do some printing it off. I just lack the paper to, the money to keep myself in paper, so I'm kind of a little bit skimpy on that. But it is in a booklet form. Here is what Alfred brought into my office one day when he was in town, but it is available, and I'll try and do that and try and get that if you all are interested. But it cost me a little bit to mail it and cost me a little bit to print it. But it's a good booklet. Well, in the past, as I was saying before we went into the break, Feinstein and Schumer said that the nominees for for the Supreme Court, their judicial record should be what's most important. This is written by Thomas Jipping, and he is writing for the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. When President Donald Trump last month announced his nomination of federal Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that the American people deserve to know what kind of justice Kavanaugh would be. Well, he's right. They do. How do you measure something like the kind of justice a nominee would be? Nominees, after all, do not take a Myers-Briggs test or come with a score or grade. Fortunately, we have some guidance from none other than Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, and Schumer, a Democrat from New York. In 2006, Kavanaugh was serving as White House Staff Secretary when a Senate Judiciary Committee held its second hearing on his nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court to the U.S. Court of Appeals. Feinstein, who today is the top committee Democrat, said, "Without a record as a trial lawyer or as a judge, it is difficult for some of us to know what kind of judge you would be." 3 years later, the Judiciary Committee held its hearings on President Barack Obama's nomination of another federal appeals court judge, Sonia Sotomayor, to the Supreme Court. She had been a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for nearly 11 years. Schumer, a committee member in 2006 as well, said, "It is the judicial record, more than speeches and statements, more than personal background, that most accurately measures how modest a judicial nominee will be." Oh, they got to be modest. The Feinstein-Schumer standard is about as clear as it gets. The best way to determine the kind of judge someone will be is to assess the kind of judge he has been. Kavanaugh has been a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for nearly 500 days longer than Sotomayor when she was appointed to the Supreme Court. He has written more than 300 opinions and joined in hundreds more. All of those opinions are publicly available now. So did Schumer mean what he said on July 9th, that the American people deserve to know what kind of justice Kavanaugh will be? Did he mean what he said in 2009, that it is a nominee's judicial record that most effectively answers that question? If so, then Kavanaugh's judicial record should be front and center as the Senate evaluates his Supreme Court nomination. But they're going to question him about his religion, and they're going to question him about all the work he does with his church and in his community. He goes out there and he serves in, like, oh, it's not a soup kitchen, but something like that. He does all kinds of volunteer work. As soon as he left the president, he got nominated, he had his shorts on, he's out there serving food to the homeless. What kind of a judge will he be? Well, he wasn't on the border telling rapists to come on in with their pretend children. So he must not be any good. Well, over the weekend, and we haven't heard a whole lot about it, but over the weekend, Chicago had multiple shootings. Not one mass shooting, but multiple shootings across the city. I'm sorry, my producer was talking in my ear. Say that again. It was 66 people were shot. Okay. I do have that in front of me. So, Chicago Democrats are pleading for Trump's help, despite the mayor, who is trying to refuse any kind of help after the weekend's bloodbath. So I wanted to discuss that a little bit. We're going to head into a break. I made the statement, yesterday or the day before, that Chicago is becoming what it was when it had all the gangsters in there. And, of course, this article says the same thing. It says the worst than the days of Al Capone. And that is Chicago, which has the strictest gun laws, gun control laws of any place in the United States, just about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Maybe it's all the rats. Remember, they're the rat capital now. Maybe it's the rats causing all this trouble. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. As I mentioned in the beginning, that we had elections across this nation, and Ohio was one, and it's still, I think, too close to call. But it says, I just got a newsflash, that Ohio special election results for the 12th Congressional District. Troy Balderson, which is the Republican, he leads by a 0.9 percentage points. I think it has to be more than 0.5. Otherwise, they will automatically do a recount. Or he leads by 1,754 votes. Danny O'Connor with 100% of the precincts fully reporting. So, right now they have Troy Balderson at 50.2% and Danny O'Connor at 49.3%. And Troy Balderson is the Republican that was running that in that congressional district that President Donald Trump went and helped when he had his big rally there in Ohio over the weekend. Also, we have noticed that the and I had that here too. I'm not sure if I've got it up though. The gal that won in New York. What is her name? She's the socialist. Every one of the people that she went out and rallied for and supported lost. They didn't just lose a little. They lost huge, huge. They lost huge. So that's what you have there. So maybe some of the American people are smarter than to vote socialism. You get that to their big fear of mine is that they're not. When President Barack Obama came out and said, and we know that he didn't really believe that, he didn't believe his own words. Because now we're finding out that it was his department, it was his administration that was colluding with Russia and trying to frame President Donald Trump. We know that. So when he got up and said Americans are too smart to elect Trump for president, he knew all along there was a good chance it was going to happen. They tried to fool us with the polls, and they still try to fool us with the polls. And somebody was asking me yesterday, and I was wrong about Proposition A here in the state of Missouri, but they were asking me yesterday, and I said, you know, I really think that the American people, in general, those who don't really connect with one party or the other, but connect with Constitution and liberty and freedom and independence, I think they're sick of this mess. I think they can see the hypocrisy in the mainstream media. I think they can see the hypocrisy in the politicians that they're so wealthy. And why is it these Democrats, and maybe they're just the ones we're seeing, but why is it they're the ones that keep getting hacked and spied on by the foreign countries? China, Russia. Could it be they've sold us out? I think that's exactly what it is. I don't think they could care less about what their office manager was doing as he colluded or spied for China in the office of Senator Dianne Feinstein. Remember, Dianne Feinstein hates veterans because she said all veterans are mentally ill and none of them should own a gun. There's only one reason. There's one reason only for government officials to want to disarm the people, because they know you're going to find out what they're doing. And we have been finding out what they've been doing. Well, I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent, or even a Green Party. These people are taking your money every chance they get. And they're taking your property and they're taking control. So, Rahman Emanuel, he doesn't need any help. He wants the president to stay out of his city. And he wants to invite more illegal immigrants in, you know, more MS-13 people, because that's the right thing to do. It's being humane and good and kind. As his people in the Chicago area are shot down. Literally. I wonder how they got those guns, because they've got really good gun control laws there in Chicago. How did they get those guns? Because bad guys don't follow the laws. That's how they get the guns. You know that. We've seen D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cut deals. And it worked out too well for that Republican, did it? He just got arrested. What was his name? Anyway. Colleges. I'm gonna let my producer make sure you're listening here, because he's getting ready to go back to college. A force of evil. Colleges are a force of evil. Now, we know that they're brainwashing and they're turning the kids and, you know, they're pushing socialism. Capitalism is evil. They're pushing socialism. And this is an article coming from the Daily Signal, and it's written by Walter E. Williams. That's a very astute name sounding, isn't it? Which is also a part of the Heritage Foundation. Many of the nation's colleges have become a force of evil and a focal point for the destruction of traditional American values. The threat to our future lies in the fact that today's college students are tomorrow's teachers, professors, judges, attorneys, legislators, and policymakers. Now, when we go back to the Communist Manifesto, the very first plan is to abolish private property. The second plan is to heavy progressive income tax. The third is the abolition of all rights of inheritance. Number four is the confiscation of property for all immigrants and rebels. Five is have a central bank. Six is government control of communications and transportation. And number 10, we're going to skip, is government control of education. Have you ever wondered why college costs so much? And they pay these professors, and I'm all for paying the professors a nice salary. I am. But then when they have these speakers like Hillary Clinton come in, they can pay them $250,000 to speak for an hour. Well, talk about minimum wage. Whew. Where do colleges get that money? These kids can't afford it. They come out of there and they're in debt, just like the nation. They're in debt. When will we, the people, what was it I started out with? When will we wise up to the fact that we've been duped from elementary education to college education? When the people don't know right from wrong, when the people don't know up from down, when the people remain ignorant, whether by choice or by constant distractions, a nation is lost. So will we, the people, start taking responsibility for our votes, for our actions, and will we put God back in this nation and bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.